in their most important stretch of the season tonight in Nashville as they play the Preds in the first of three straight games this week. And this mini-series holds six enormous points that could either propel the Hawks past the Preds into a playoff spot or take them out. Down to center ice we go. The drop of the puck, and we're underway, and the Predators control right away. Matt Benning moves the puck to Yossi over the Hawk line. Right point now to Matt Benning. Top of the left circle. He shoots. They score. This was deflected in front of the net. I believe Matt Duchene got a piece of this, touching it past Kevin Lankinen. Just under 15 minutes left in period number one. It's 1-0 Predator. DeBrincat gains the Predator zone, moves the puck right wing corner to Patrick Kane. Kane now sends it to the right point. Kubalik back to Kane in the right circle. Jams it toward the net. Here's DeBrincat with a shot. He scores! And this came off of a rebound. Hugh Suter was next to the net and deflected that Patrick Kane pass in on Saros, who lost the control of the puck. It ends up over in the left circle. DeBrincat pounds it toward the net and scores his 23rd goal on the season and ties the score at one. Here's Harper carrying out of the Preds end to center ice up the left wing. Flings it down the boards into the Hawks zone. Now a point-blank chance is turned wide by Lankinen as that puck ricocheted right in front of the net. Luke Cunnan was right there for that chance. Cunning got it back right corner to Gramlin back of the net. He put it out in front. Yarncroke shoots and scores. So Callie Yarncroke took a perfect pass from behind the Hawk net that came off the stick of Mikhail Gramlin, and he beats Kevin Lankinen with a shot, and Nashville leads again 2-1. Kane rolling through the high slot, over to the left wing circle, guides it in front, and this deflects through and out to the right point. Keith is there. He turned it over at the blue line. Here are the Predators the other way. Ekholm into the Hawks zone, left circle, shoots and scores. Matthias Ekholm with a loose puck racing into the Hawks zone from the left circle. Let it rip, and this beats Lankinen off the far post and into the back of the net. Now 3-1 Nashville. And when leading after two, they've got a perfect record, 11-0-0 to the Predators. Inside the Hawks zone, Jeannot over in the far corner in the Hawks zone. And now they score as Ellis fires from the right wing boards, and it's Jeannot who redirects this one past Lankinen. It's his first goal as a Nashville Predator, and it's now 4-2 in favor of the Preds.
That was a tough break for the Blackhawks, and Connor Murphy, his helmet popped off in the corner because of the physical play of the Nashville Predators, but man, that's a tough one.
Well, Jeannot had started the season. Now they get another one. They score. Luke Cunningham in front of the net. This is getting out of hand for the Hawks. The Hawks are getting outworked early in the first minute of period number three for the Predators. Two goals in 41 seconds, and they now have a commanding 5-2 lead. So this is the Hawks' fifth power play. Sitko fueling good power play, but they're going to run out of time. Here's a shot from Sissons from in front of the Hawk net. Turned wide by Subban. The horn sounds. Predators win this one 5-2. And with the victory, the Predators now climb 4 points ahead of the Blackhawks in the standings, who have been passed also by the Dallas Stars, who now have 48 points. So the Hawks sit in sixth place in the Central Division. Steep hill to climb, but they've got two home games coming up against Nashville with a game in hand. We'll see what happens.